Everyone knows him as old folks. Like the seasons, he'll come and he'll go. Just as free as a bird and as good as his word. That's why everybody loves him so. Always leaving his spoon in his coffee. Puts his napkin up under his chin. And that yellow cob pie, so mellow it's right. But you needn't be ashamed of him. In the evening after supper, what stories he would tell. How he held a speech at Gettysburg for Lincoln that day. Lord, I know that one so well. I don't quite understand about old folks. Did he fight for the blue or the gray? Seems that I've heard him mention he lives on a pension. He'll never come right out and say. Then he meets the late train at the station, sets and whittles when it's overdue, while they're sorting the mail every night without fail. He's getting himself a little nip or two. Every Friday he'll go fishing way down on Buzzard's Lake, but he only hooks a perch or two. A whale got away. We have to warm up the steak. Someday there'll be no more old folks. What a lonely old town this will be. Children's voices at play will be still for a day. The day they take old folks away.